Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Builders Supply Outlet, Access, and attorney Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Resolution. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you, Mr. Jennings, for doing a tremendous job introducing us every single week. We appreciate it. 312-981-7200. Sorry for the Northwestern Wildcats. Tough loss today, but there's always next weekend. 312-981-7200. We are here to answer all of your real estate, home improvements, mobility challenging, legal questions. We've got Stephen A. Leahy in here. Everything that you want to know legal when it comes to the IRS, when it comes to your taxes, when it comes to bankruptcy. Stephen's our guy. Frank Wazalewski from Access. We'll talk about all of your mobility challenges and all of your family's mobility challenges. You might not have any mobility challenges, but your family might, and Frank could help them. And Tom will tell you about if the supply chain is getting any better or any worse, and if our listeners could get some stuff done before Thanksgiving, which is amazingly right around the corner. Let's go around the horn. Tell you what, before we start every show, we start with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
The Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn. Stephen A. Leahy, enjoyable ride in for you, not for me so much. Stephen and I.
I'm going to tell you something, David. That opening gets me so excited.
Gets you so excited, yeah. Tom, he kept playing it. I drive for it's just so for full disclosure. Stephen and I live near each other. He hasn't driven down once to do the show unless I'm not here, and he's got a phobia of gas stations, of paying for gas.
Do you know what I saw?
Parking.
I saw you drive up to the parking area.
Yes.
And what I really couldn't imagine was Stephen was sitting in the back seat and
yes.
He gave you his hat.
And I asked him to go in the trunk, but I couldn't fit him in the trunk. Something we're working on. SOTA, say it with me now, state of the art. So he's working on it. Let's not judge. He'll be fine.
There you
but,
go.
But Stephen A. Leahy, what's going on with everything in your world, with the IRS and
well, everybody's hearing about it. Everybody knows about the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
I have to laugh every time I say it. So because I don't think it's going to reduce inflation. But what it's going to do is going to bring a lot of new IRS people. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what you should do to prepare for that. What if you're running your own business, what can you do to prepare for this onslaught?
And we get text. Why is there an IRS guy in there? Well, a lot of our listeners own their own businesses, or their friends, family, and neighbors own their own businesses. And this information is valuable. If anybody owns a business, to get this information into your hands, because we had talked about the deposits, how the IRS is going to start eyeballing bank deposits, and I want to talk about that in greater detail as well. Mm-hmm. Did that get slipped into the bill? Is there a threshold that's called a tease? Let's not go into it too deep. But if our listeners, you know, during your segment coming out of the break, let's talk about it. But if our listeners want to reach out to you, if they are having IRS tax challenges, haven't filed tax returns in years, and they're getting letters from the IRS, they won't call, they won't knock on your door, but they will send you yep. an unbelievable amount of mail.
Unbelievable.
You should contact who?
You should call me at 312-664-6649 or go to chicagotaxteam.com. Gave the wrong one away because I also have WGNTaxman.com.
All right. Well, nobody's here.
I know. Too many.
So when we go
too
live.
Many. But what I wanted to say is also when you're talking about why.
We'll edit
I'm
that
here,
out, Steve.
While
worry.
I'm here, because one of the reasons why people want to fix their tax problems is to buy a home.
Yeah.
Right. So if you haven't filed your tax returns and you think you're going to buy a home, you ain't.
No. So no, that's it becomes reason. A lot more challenging.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll tell a story after the break of a listener that we were able to help pay off a tax debt that he owed to the IRS of about $500,000 with a cash out refinance. So very, very unique transaction. We'll get to that later. One more time, your phone number?
312-664-6649.
And the correct website you want
to WGNTaxman.com.
Frank Wazlewski, Access. What's going on, Frank? We have a giveaway coming up, a quote-unquote contest, as we like to call it here. WGN classifies it as a contest where our listeners could go for free. There's nothing, there's no fee, there's no entry-level investment to get in. You're giving away, and your team is giving away, Access, the company you work with, is giving away a complimentary chairlift from the company, I always mess up the name.
Saveria.
And where do our listeners go to sign up for that unbelievable opportunity?
Okay, so this is for veterans. So we're doing this for Veterans Day. We're trying to get the promotion out early. If you are a veteran, no matter, you know, whether you're served in, you know, time of peace or time of war, if you're in need of, you know, mobility aid to get upstairs, we are providing a stair lift from Saveria that will be professionally installed for you at absolutely no cost. So you just go to liftingahero.com. And you can sign up right there.
And what are you going to be covering during the show today?
So we'll talk a little bit more about that, and then we'll also be talking about bathroom safety.
Bathroom safety. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about the Veterans Lift giveaway from Saveria and Access and the other fine services that you provide, where do they go?
You can go to www.allaboutaccess.com, or you can give us a call at 630-616-6249.
Mr. Janky, Tom, 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall. Janky, entertaining's coming up for the holidays.
Yes, it is.
And Halloween is within, oh my God, 45 days? I mean,
no.
50 days?
I was just at the Home Depot and Menards, and they've already putting out Christmas stuff.
Yes, and Costco.
And
Costco.
You know what? Costco was the first one that I saw, and that was a few weeks ago, and I was down in Florida. How can you even be thinking about Christmas down in
Costco
Florida?
Costco had Halloween up after the day after the 4th of July. They had the Halloween stuff, all that Michigas up.
But you know what's amazing is we sit there and we kind of gripe and go, wow, how can you be putting this so early?
It's around the corner.
And then, boom, all of a sudden, it's upon us.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you what, Tommy. I walked outside one morning this past week. Beautiful weather this past week. Like 5 o'clock to let the dogs out. It was like 55, 60 degrees. Yeah. It had that little, hey, wake up. I'm trying to find my thing here.
Winter is coming.
You know, that's coming. And I was sitting there. I'm like, hey, come on, go do your business here with the dogs.
Winter is coming.
And I'm just like, good, got that little bite in the air. It wakes you up, kind of brings you into reality. So go ahead.
And I was down in Florida. I walked out my door. It was 100 degrees with about 90% humidity.
Different
and then
weather.
I go into Costco and I see Christmas trees and I go, something just doesn't add up.
Something's not right here.
Something's not right. So, yes, we're going to talk about the upcoming holiday season and what you could and could not do in a short period of time.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach out to you and learn more about your fine team, they're still working today. When do they close?
They close at 5 o'clock today, so okay. You got another hour, 45 minutes or so. So anyway, 708-343-3900, or better yet, go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Now we're going to come back talk more about that, Tommy, about getting ready and doing projects.
Yep.
And even though the time is short and the end of the year is coming up and Halloween is 45 days away, which means Thanksgiving is 65, 70 days away, which means Christmas is 100 some days away, which is my birthday, by the way, Frank, in case you're wondering. Double extra large.
Happy early birthday.
I've got big shoulders.
Big present.
We're going to talk about more of that coming after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s, you know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression. The Roaring 20s.
From Wake Up First Thing.
What do you call the late 30s? The Depression.
Yeah,
I remember, you know what? The Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but...
You should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad.
And then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ray, that's one of the best.
I love Tom Ray. Sharp, but Ray Kaplan.
Ray Kaplan, Ray. Absolutely.
She's sharp.
Crushed you right into fine wine.
You know what? She put me in the blender and pulverized me.
She just... It's like Lucy and the...
But
she
did it very nicely.
Oh, yeah.
She's always nice.
Very respectfully.
Yeah. Of course.
It's like Lucy and Ethel in the drum crushing the grapes. That's Tom. 312-981-7200 every time I hear that little segment. So tell me about what's going on. Have the supply... Tell our listeners as well. Has the supply chain gotten any better? Or it doesn't really matter because you buy in such bulk and you've got... containers sitting there ready to unload. Where are we? And educate us and bring us up to speed of where we're at.
Yes, across the board, yes. Supply side is getting better. Our main cabinet line was 28 weeks. They have now just announced they're 13.
Wow.
So that's coming down pretty
significantly.
You know, and that happens pretty quick because they just, you know, orders start coming down, production is still built up, and you know they're going to bring their lead times down. So
28 to 13 weeks.
Yes.
Wow, that's huge.
You know, the cost of containers, we bring them in from different foreign countries. Containers were running in the 26 to 20.
I heard 30.
Well, let's back this up. Let's back the bus up a little
bit. Pre-COVID, what was it?
2 years ago, it was $5,500. Then our highest point that we paid, I think it was 26, maybe 27,000. Yeah. There was some going over 30,000. Yeah. And that has now been brought down. We have a container arriving in the next couple of weeks. I think that one is around 12.
Wow.
12 or 13. So some
things
of
are
that,
getting back in line.
You know, again, that was the old supply and demand.
Sure.
I mean, that the demand was so much greater than supply, and these shipping container people just
jammed
gouged
it. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's free enterprise. Welcome to America.
I read something that consumers are starting to spend less. Are you seeing that on your floors? Are you seeing a decrease of volume of traffic coming in? And not only traffic coming in, because this is how I gauge. The experts on our show is how I gauge how the economy is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you guys are at the tip of the spear every single day, right? Our business is off 70% because the 30-year fix is at 6%. You know, they finally announced that after it's been in the sixes for over a month and a half now. Oh, the average, yeah, because it's a month trailing average, and the average finally got caught up because it finally took into last month's rates. That's how it works, listeners, okay? We see it 30 days ahead of time.
Yeah, well,
I read something that Amazon's expecting a major shock. Bloomberg had a report yesterday that Amazon is bracing for impact, Tommy, because
look at Target,
look
at Walmart. What happened is they all bought a tremendous amount of material, and then this slowdown came faster than they would have expected. So now they're discounting everything. So, you know, we do several different types of tracking. Actually, believe it or not, we're kind of sophisticated at this. We track the amount of people walking in and out our door so we can compare it week after week, month after month, year after year. The other thing is we also value what the transactional amount is.
Dollar and amount per transaction?
Dollar amount per transaction. So, you know, that we're seeing probably about a 10 to 12% drop.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, and you know, everybody could sit back and we could sit back and go, oh, my goodness, we're up 20% this year. Well, no, we're not, because we've had 25% of increases come through.
Right, on price increases.
With price increases.
So your sales revenues are up because your prices have gone up, because you had to jack your prices up because your costs have gone up.
Absolutely, and all of our other costs. So to hedge our bet, we too have been buying like crazy. My inventory levels that my kids are reporting back to me is through the bloody roof.
Frank's got a quick question for you.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say that 10 to 12% drop that you were talking about, is that more from people buying less or from prices starting to come down?
No, that's the one thing. Prices are not coming down.
Wow.
Lead times are coming down. Now, everybody was saying, you know, we would get letters weekly from door manufacturers, from countertop people, from cabinet manufacturers that, you know, supply side, you know, the cost of bringing materials in, freight costs were up, wages were up, raw materials were up. Well, we're starting to see, look at unemployment is starting to
creep up
a little bit, mm-hmm. but that's not affecting. I mean, people still want to be paid a gazillion. They want to be paid, you know, $25 to flip hamburgers, you know, and it's just something that, you know, there's only so much that a business can take and absorb. But now we have really gone out and we've spent a lot of money, you know, looking at the things that you could do now. You know, we kind of talked about this whole holiday. Do you want me to?
Yeah, you got 3 minutes. We could pick it up. We got 2 minutes. We could pick it up on the other side. Yeah. If you could tease it a little bit.
You know, because what you've got is this is usually typically the time right now where our business is through the roof. Just because everybody's pushing to get done for either Thanksgiving and or Christmas. Well, part of the problem is you know, people have put the brakes on. When that 6% hit, we're seeing it from the real estate side that inventory is starting to creep up. Those days of 39 offers on a house and 100,000 over ask is over. Waning.
Yeah. Well, it's done. It's over.
It's done for the. I mean, everything is cyclical.
Well, it's done for right now.
Yes.
Listen, we had a good 30-month run where we talked about it during the last show, okay, where you would put offers in on homes and you would see it in your volume out the door. Joe was talking about it, that his volume's down but his ticket amount is up, you know, the cost for projects up because our listeners are spending more money on the projects that they're doing, but the volume of new business coming in is not as great as it was at this time last year. That's all the function of the higher interest rates that are impacting the market. You have houses on the market right now, Tom, that are off anywhere from 5 to 10% in prices.
Yep,
they're sitting on the market 90 to 150 days. They're taking contingencies, which you would never take in a contingency. What's a contingency for our listeners who don't know? I will buy Tom's house based upon me selling my house. Okay, right. Last year at this time, Tommy, contingency. Yeah, have a nice day. See you later. Okay, this time last year, escalator clauses. Today, no escalator clauses. This time last year, you put your house on the market, it's gone in a week for $30,000 to $50,000 more than you listed for. Today, sitting on the market 5 to 6 months, and you're having price reductions. Fire away.
Builders down in South Florida wouldn't even talk to you unless you were a cash buyer.
Yeah.
They did not want it. They would not talk to you. At this time last year. Yes. They would not, even earlier this year.
Now they're talking.
Yeah, now they're definitely talking.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, remember I didn't return your phone call the past 30 months? hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
We got some inventory. All right, we're going to come back with that, Tommy, after the break. 312-981-7200. Some Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We are enjoying delicious coffee from Roast to Orders Coffee and Tea for a Cause. If you want to help us with the Vestathon that's coming up this coming February, you could go to coffeeforacause.org and click on the Get Behind the Vest link. All the coffee that you order, a portion of the sales will go towards helping us buy police vests, bulletproof vests for police officers. So if you're going to drink coffee, Frank had some. Frank, your thoughts on the coffee this morning?
I thought it had a really good flavor to it.
Yes. So Stephen A. Leahy's waiting for everybody else to drink the coffee to make sure it's okay. God forbid he steps out of his comfort zone. But again, the official coffee of the show, Roast to Orders Coffee and Tea for a Cause. You can go to coffeeforcause.org, and click Get Behind the Vest. Every time you order, a portion of that order will go to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, help us buy vests for Chicago police officers. Tom Jenke, let's talk about supply chain issues again.
Okay.
Going in the break, we talked about at this time last year, homes were going for cash, $50,000 above ask price. Forget about the home inspection waiving waiving home inspection anything. Now
appraisals, everything
waiving
else.
Appraisals, cash order, yep. You know, cash offers. Now you're seeing permit sale trucks in sellers' driveways because they have to fix the stuff that's wrong, and you're having houses sit on the market. Now, relate that to what you're doing, okay? Because the fix and flip market is kind of shrunk a little bit because that segment's a little leery about buying something and then putting it on the market in a decreasing value market. We saw it in 08, Tom. Right. Yeah. We saw it in 2009. A lot of those companies got blown up and blown out, and the guys and gals that are left who made it through the 07-08 disaster are seeing the same signs, not as bad, but they're pulling back a little bit. Is that what you're seeing?
Definitely. We've got the finger on the pulse with this pretty well because we service a lot of the big flippers in the Chicagoland area. And what they've told us is their margins are really shrinking because they had to buy the home at a premium with the increased cost of materials. Mm-hmm. Their cost for bringing this house up to market was a lot more expensive. Now, all of a sudden, the softening of the market. So we've definitely seen a bit of a decrease in that business. You've got some of the contractors are not taking some of the flipper work right now from sure. investors just because there's no money in it. I'm not going to say that we value engineer, but we search for products that still have a high degree of quality, but then they're also affordable for that segment of the market. And you know, we've brought products in there to accommodate them on that. But the other thing too is so many people, they were putting money into their house to make it look beautiful to put it on the market,
right?
And they were getting premium dollars. So you know, they put $30,000 in a kitchen, they're going to get a $40,000 return on it when they go to sell it. Well, with home equity loans and what have you, that cost of money is going up.
Yes.
That's definitely slowing down. And I just think, too, is, you know, when that big R word gets talked about on the news all the time, that little thing called recession,
yeah,
you know, everybody kind of, freezes
puckers
a
up.
Little bit. They
yeah.
pucker up in a big way. So, fortunately, we're still fine. We're still selling kitchens, but you can right now. We have several different manufacturers that you can order kitchens and still have it done by Christmas time.
Can you find a contractor to put it in?
That's the big question. Now, I will say that we've been hearing from a bunch of the contractors that you'll have a GC and then he'll have all these subs. Well, you know, the GC would have all this work to do, but he couldn't find any subs. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting to get the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Got any work? Got any work? You know, and this is kind of a bittersweet pill for
sure.
Some of these GCs. We're going, wait a minute. I was supporting you all those years,
yep.
And then, you know, you decided there was a bigger pie in the sky. All of a sudden, that sky started to fall. Now you're coming back asking me for work. So I think the contractors are catching up on the backlog of work that they had.
Correct.
So I think, yes, I think things are freeing up. Plus, you know, if you go out and you buy a kitchen now and it takes 14 weeks, by 14 weeks, they're going to slow down even more.
Right.
And they're not getting the job so far out. I mean, I've got my best friend is a GC.
Is a GC for our listeners that don't know?
A general contractor.
Okay.
So a general contractor will take and he will take the job and then he will have subcontractors. He'll have a plumber, an electrician, and an HVAC guy.
He coordinates all that.
Coordinates
he pays
it all.
Them. He
yes.
gets the bids, insurance, all that stuff.
Yep.
So the homeowner is dealing with one individual.
One company, yes.
Okay, go ahead. I want to make sure our listeners understood how it broke down.
Understood. You know, he's telling me that, you know, before he was 6, 8, 10 months, 12 months out in some cases. He says, right now I can take jobs probably in 3 months. So
Wow. When
you think about, you know, you're going to order a kitchen that's 12 weeks out and he's 3 months out, put the two together.
Bingo.
Yeah, you could potentially still get, but your time is definitely running slow to be able to get things done by Christmas as far as a kitchen is concerned. But let's talk about the easy thing. You know, we are really out there promoting vanities. Vanities is so easy. You don't have to redo your floor. You don't have to redo the whole bathroom. And we've really doubled down. I think we're just over 800 in stock right now.
Of vanities.
Of vanities. We've really started to pare down some of our offering in our store because we want to be the best at a category. So, you know, vanities are definitely one of them. We have got the biggest selection of anybody in Chicago. Right at our fingertips, come in, buy it, walk out with it. Doors, that's an easy thing to replace some doors and trim. That spruces up a house like you wouldn't believe it. And, you know, people are doing white doors. They're doing black hinges. That's the real really? Popular thing. Oh, huge. They're doing black faucets now.
Yeah, I would say black fixtures are really popular.
Not necessarily from like black toilets or black sinks.
No, I was talking about like the faucet, the handhelds in the shower, you know, shower heads and stuff like that.
Definitely doing it because you know what? There's so much white quartz out there that they really needed a contrasting color. So faucets is another thing. You've heard me talk about it on the show before. These lighted mirrors. We have another container. I cannot believe how many backlit or LED mirrors that we sell. And the thing is, we have 300, 400, 500 in stock at all times.
Wow.
So, you know, there's certain things that you can still do now to be able to, you know, spruce up the house. You know, before it used to be flooring, we're kind of getting out of the flooring. We're going to leave that to the big boys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to
wrestle. It's a whole specialty.
Yeah. I'm not going to wrestle in an arena. And that's been footballed and it's, you know. It's,
right. Well, Mr. Floor controls. I mean, guys like that and companies like that have got, you know, put more flooring in than you do.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then, you know, you're dealing with the big box stores.
Sure.
And, you know, and they're you know, not only orange or they're green or they're, you know, a different color.
Or rhymes with Home Depot or Lowe's, right?
Yes.
Or Menards.
Or something.
Right. It all rhymes with those three, yeah.
But no, we want to specialize in what we can really be the best at and have the inventory behind us to back it up. So
phone number and location, we got to hit a break.
You are sitting at 708-343-3900. But go to our website. We spent a lot of time, effort, and energy putting the prices on. It is buildersupplyoutlet.com.
And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone, text, and photo line sponsored by MegaPros Joe at MegaPros Home Improvement. 312-981-7200. Keep the text coming in. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? For some?
Some pimp. Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Pit. Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And Stephen Leahy's sump pimp is the IRX tax code. He just reads it. He's like, I don't need this. I know this already. Right into the pimp. Pump. Sump pimp. Sump pump.
Well, I tell you what, that the IRS code will choke anything. Wow. It's pretty big.
312-981-7200, Choke Talk here on WGN. So what's going on, Stephen A. Leahy? I know you're a big fan of this new act that was signed into law. Huge fan of it. You talk about it all the time. What items are in the bill that are now, that's now law? What items are in the law that our listeners should be aware of that might not be aware of, so it doesn't come back and bite them in the tuchus when they file their taxes next year?
I wish I could say tuchus.
It's a Yiddish thing. You've got to be born.
I know.
I can't say certain Irish words, like old style, but go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you this. First, I got to tell you, this is a this is very good for me.
You're going to be very busy.
Inflation Reduction Act. I told you I have to laugh every time. Anyway, it's going to be good for me, right? Because they're going after people, and I keep hearing, no, don't worry about it. They're going after people who make a lot of money. They're not going after. So I like to, let's stop and think about that. The IRS,
what's your definition of a lot of money?
Well, first, they say $400,000. Okay, you make less than $400,000, no problem. You don't have anything to worry about. But let's stop and think about it. They're telling us that they can't audit them now because they don't have any auditors, and so they have to hire new ones. Okay, so you're going to have to hire new ones to go after those people who make more than $400,000. When you hire new auditors, they can't start there. They don't know how to audit them. So, and I've talked to auditors, IRS auditors. Well, how does it work? Well, you start at the bottom, right? So you have to start with the easy cases, low-hanging fruit. So they have to train there. Well, if you're training there, that means you're going to hire a lot of people to do the $400,000. They got to start auditing people who make less than that to get trained to go over to people who make over that. So there are going to be a lot of training audits. And those audits, and it's going to take some years to get those because they have to hire a lot of people. It's going to take some time to get those people, and it's going to take some time to train those people. And this is what you can do in the meantime. In the meantime, if you're running a business, here's what I tell all small business owners. First, get your business off of your personal tax return. Okay, so if you have an LLC and you have a one-member LLC and it's all your business deductions are on Schedule C of your 1040, right? And I know most people know what I'm talking about, right? Get it off of there. Go to get a subchapter S company and put your business on a separate tax return, because that's where the IRS is going to be looking, right? The red flags, what they call, right? The red flags that they look for. And one of the so what do they look for? Well, business deductions on your personal tax returns. I've had a lot of people who went to a tax preparer, and the tax preparer, just a great tax preparer, because they get me a huge refund.
Oh, he's a magician.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't pay anything. I got money back.
I got a huge benefit.
I don't know what she does, but they're phenomenal.
They tell their family, and all their family goes, and they say, hey, it's right. This guy gets us a huge amount of money back. Yeah. And people, because they get the money from the IRS, think it's legit because the IRS sends them the money. It takes it makes maybe a year, maybe 2 years before the IRS catches up with you, and then they do an audit. Now, they can go back 3 years for an audit unless it affects more than 25% of your income. Then they go back 6 years.
Tom, you ever have an audit?
I have not. Are you talking a personal or a business?
Yes, either one.
I've had a sales tax audit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. IRS?
That's the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Okay, but no IRS.
Negative.
All right, what about you, Frank?
No IRS, yeah. But we have, through the state of Wisconsin, state of Illinois.
I had one. Not a very pleasant experience.
Was it easier to go through the proctology exam?
I enjoyed that a lot better, right? At least I was out like a light, and I got to drink a barium milkshake the night before.
Well, but here's the thing, it's
not a very pleasant
experience.
Even
if you don't owe any money at the end of it, it still costs you a lot to get involved in it, and it takes hours of your time.
I had my CPA sitting there. I had to pay for the CPA to review everything with the IRS agent. I didn't know what I was. I'm like, he's the guy that's doing it. And he's calling me
over and over again.
Right.
And you go through every piece of paper, and even if you come out and you don't really owe, you still have to pay a big there's still a big price to pay.
And I think regardless, they're going to find something. You're going to pay them something. For them to walk away and say you owe nothing, I've never heard that happen.
I have to agree with you, and because and this way, when people say, well, it's only the criminals, they only go after tax cheats. No, they go after, now most people, if you're running your own business, you don't know the tax code. No. Right? You might take some deductions but here's what's more likely, is that you took legitimate deductions, but you don't have the paperwork to back it up.
Correct.
Or you didn't take the records. You didn't keep records. That's the thing. That's what my clients, that's their big thing. They're great at what they do. But it's not just providing good customer service or a great product. It's keeping records. That's part of business. And many people don't. That's their problem. They don't keep good records.
Or they don't want to deal with keeping good records because that's not the fun part.
Right. Well, it's also when you're running a business, it takes
necessary.
Time.
Totally.
It takes time and energy. And if you can, and most people don't want to skirt around it, but they do. And then that's why I say sometimes it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and you haven't filed your tax returns only because you don't keep good records and you don't know where to begin. And so that's what we try to help people. First, you got to start there. You got to start getting compliance, and then stay in compliance, and come up with a program. So, and first structure your business correctly, and then keep good records. That's really important.
All right, we got to hit a break. If our listeners want to reach out, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the hour. Also, want to bring Frank in here to talk about all the wonderful things that he's doing. Then we'll go back to you, Stevie. If our listeners want to reach out to you to learn more about what you do and your fine team, what's the best way to reach out?
Go to WGNTaxMan.com. And you can find a lot of information there about OPM Tax Advocates, or you can call me at 312-664-6649. Always happy to answer questions. If you have a question, call me. I'm always happy to answer.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are going to take a quick break and throw it over to the news, traffic, and weather, and pick you up on the other side.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-91-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it back over to the Mr. Ray of Sunshine, Stephen A. Leahy. 87,888 new agents being hired on. Not all of them are going to be in the field doing audits and all that. Some of them hopefully will be answering the phones that nobody could get through.
Very few of those.
Well, they should allocate a lot more, I think, because you try to get you pick up the phone and call 800-IRS, whatever the number is. You're going to sit on hold for 30 minutes, which is ridiculous. If you're lucky, you're going to sit on.
It ain't 30 minutes. It's a lot longer than that. And then when you're on hold, when
you got to hear some horrible music,
all of a sudden you get disconnected.
Yeah.
Even in the priority, the priority lines that the tax professionals get to use, they still do the same thing.
They hang up on you.
Yeah. I also use that service. You may have read about it that lets you cut in line. You pay so I can. So they're online.
What's it, like a fast pass at Disney?
Somebody already have a place in line for you,
yeah.
And then you can jump in front of them, in front of line. You take their spot in line for it's a fee. You pay for it.
That's nice. And then they hang up on you.
And then they still hang up on you. It's true.
So I'm going to tell you what you had made a comment about how not filing real estate taxes, not filing income taxes will block you, which it will. But I'll tell you of a guy. Who self-employed individual, listen to the show. He owns a $2.5 million home out of state. Won't say the state in case he's listening. He owed the IRS $500,000. Okay, and he wanted to take out more money. Appraisal came in. I looked at the property. I'm like, there's no shot in this state that anything's going to be over $2 million. Came in $2.5 million appraisal. I'm like, okay, I stand corrected. Self-employed. We had a bank statement program. We got 12 months worth of his bank statements. Took the deposits. He was depositing $60,000 a month into his business. That gave us $60,000 worth of income with this investor that we were sending the loan to. We pulled out over a $1.2 million loan for the guy. Paid off the IRS as part of the transaction, and then he pulled out another $250,000. I never thought it would go through. I was amazed, and the guy's doing backflips. He's a bigger guy like you, you know, a little wider around the waist, so it's pretty impressive that he was doing backflips. You can't even tie your shoes. That's a whole other story. But there, explain, you know, dive a little deeper how tax challenges will put a block on our listeners who aren't as fortunate as that guy to buy a home.
Well, I hear this a lot that people get a tax lien saying, I have a tax lien, I can't sell my house. Yeah, you can. You can sell your house.
You can sell your house.
But you have to give the money to the IRS to pay off the lien. And so I have a guy now who's trying to sell a couple of homes. He's got some big tax liens. And again, he thought he couldn't sell it. But you can sell the house, but you have to work with the IRS to make it to make that work. And they're going to take any. They're going to take.
They're going to take the profit. You're not going to walk away with anything if you owe the IRS. Now here, you know, here's a question. A listener owes the IRS $50,000. Listener sells their home after real estate commissions and tax prorations and title fees. They walk away with $39,000. Okay, IRS has got a lien on the house for $50,000. Whoop! There goes the $39,000.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens with the other 11?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy. I mean, here's a question.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing term.
Yeah.
Zippy. It's kind of like fluffy.
There's an urban dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here. He's warming up for tomorrow. So the point I'm trying to make is, what happens with the 11 grand? Will the IRS, obviously you still owe the IRS 11 grand. If there's a payment plan, will they keep up the payment plan? Yeah. Will the payment plan get recalibrated? How's all that work?
If you're already on a payment plan, then they'll keep the payment plan. You know, and so you've already, it depends what kind of payment plan you're on.
Say that 10 times quick. It depends upon the payment plan.
Well, you knew I was going to say it depends.
No, it depends.
But it does matter.
Will they garnish your wages?
Not if you're in a payment plan.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. Right? That's why you want to get into some agreement with them so they stop the collection efforts. A lot of people, what will happen is they'll start taking money from your work, right? So they're garnishing your wages, and you'll think, I'll pay them that way.
Yeah, this is great.
And then you go to your bank, and then they've taken the money out of your bank. Yeah. And you say, wait a minute, you're already taking money out of my... Well, of course we are.
We've got to work out some type of an agreement, an arrangement with the IRS.
Exactly.
What percentage of our listeners do it themselves and then do it themselves successfully?
Well, I think a lot of people can do it themselves, especially if you owe less than $25,000. When you start owing a lot of money, that's where, or if you have a lot of assets, you'd think that that would be easier, but it really isn't, because the IRS wants you to sell everything,
sure,
and pay them. And so it gets harder. And if you have a very large mortgage, for instance,
yes,
they don't agree to that you should be able to pay your mortgage before you pay them.
Really?
Yes. And so you have to. That's where it gets kind of tricky. And that's when
professionals.
That's when you need help.
All right.
You know,
phone number and website.
312-664-6649. Visit us on the web at WGNTaxMan.com.
Frank Wazalewski. What?
I knew it was going to happen sometime tonight.
Frank from Access will be coming up after the break, talking about mobility challenges, talking about the different products and services that he offers. Also, you're also working with Miracle Method, working with them and on jobs where you go into where you don't offer that product, which is good. It's good that the show synergy.
No, but yeah, David and Miracle Method have a nice niche that really help out our clients.
It's amazing. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about more after the break. 312-981-7200, the MegaPros call, text and photo line. Tom Janke, Stephen Leahy, and I are sticking here. Frank, we're not going to leave Frank alone on this beautiful Saturday. Everybody's outside. And I got Dave sent us a text, zippy. I guess he liked that word. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
News team, assemble!
Ron Braun, just want you to know, I do like David Jennings. I have feelings for you as well.
That's great, because David Jennings is a great guy. I admire him very much. And to be in that company is quite a compliment.
I can't do this without my news team.
And that guy, Kevin, he still has got a little thing to go.
He's a great guy. I love that guy. Yeah, he's fantastic to work with.
Yeah, he's all right.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's good that Kevin Wells is working today. He was able to hear us take a little shot at him when he wasn't here. So there you go, Kevin.
He's all right.
He's all right. You got to mention. So there, stay in your lane. 312-981-7200. Frank Wazalewski, I asked Tommy about his supply chain, about his demand, about his traffic through his doors. You have a different market. People are getting older every single day. People are having mobility challenges every single day. It's a different type of business. Tom's business, when money's flowing easy, a lot of people are doing work on their homes. Houses are being bought and sold a lot more regularly. Things have slowed down a lot in my industry. Money's not coming out of the homes as rapidly as it did at this time last year, all the way up until Christmas or January last year. What are you seeing?
From our standpoint, our business is actually up.
Okay, great.
So we have not. So year over year, we're up a little over 40%.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll take full credit for that, Tom.
Actually, you can't. This is actually, believe it or not, this is actually my 1 year anniversary with David Hochberg.
Wow.
Did you get him a cake or anything?
No.
He's going to sing to you on the next break.
But I got him a 40% increase in business. Yeah. I think that's, you could buy a lot of cake for that. You think it would have stopped off someplace and got some donuts or something. But maybe next time. Maybe next time. Or maybe order a pizza or something. But that's a whole other story. But you're up 40%.
Yeah. And honestly, I believe a lot of that. I give a lot of credit to WGN on this.
Of course.
Because you guys have all helped bring awareness to the fact that there are things that can be done, some expensive, but a lot of it very inexpensively, to assist somebody to stay in their home.
But I don't mean to be flippant here, okay? But there is a cost of quality of life that you can't put a price tag on being able to get in and out of your home with dignity, okay? Get up and down the stairs without assistance, okay? I saw with my mom. I know what I speak of, okay? Because she had trouble getting in and out of our home. We had to put the ramp in. She had trouble getting it. It was impossible to make the doors bigger, but we put those hinges on that enable the doors open
right,
flat.
Swing clear
doors. So I get it. And there was no cost that we went to spend, any type of money we went to spend to make my mother more comfortable within the house until we had to sell it, because it just got to a point where you just couldn't do anything, right? She couldn't, stay in the house anymore. But I'm glad that the awareness that we're bringing, and more importantly, the help. The awareness is one thing, But the solving of the challenges and overcoming the challenges, there's nothing worse than having to convert your living room into a bedroom because the person who is that's mobility challenged can't get up the stairs. It's just, I experienced it. I know it firsthand.
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, to your point, I mean, there's a lot of dignity, you know, to being able to stay in your home. So little changes that you can make to, you know, if you, the earlier you start, the better.
Sure.
You know, the sooner you can widen doors or make a bathroom safer.
I'll go one step further. I mean, the sooner you realize that you're not Superman or Superwoman and you need that little extra help, the easier it will be to live in
that. Oh, absolutely. I mean, my wife and I, we redid our house. It's about 5 years ago now, 6 years ago. And, you know, we were in our mid-40s when we did this.
Yeah.
Fully, made it fully accessible. So right. We don't ever have to worry about it going sure. forward, you know.
Plus, you knew a guy.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I kind of knew a guy. But, you know, it just being aware of the fact that anything can happen to you at any time.
Yep.
Anything can happen to one of your loved ones. So, you know, just having a little bit of forward thinking. So as you start to age, just making little changes, then it doesn't become one big expense at one time when something does happen. You know, so when you're planning a renovation, just plan for the future.
Let's talk about the vet giveaway and the vet for Veterans Day that we're doing. And let's not forget about all our brothers and sisters who lost their lives. On 9/11, 9/11 anniversary is tomorrow. And I know we kind of have a short memory in this country, but that was a major shot. We lost a lot of our brothers and sisters on that day. I'll never forget where I was. East Bank Club getting out. And I said, where's my Uncle Jeff? Because my Uncle Jeff worked in the towers. And I remember calling my mom, like, where the hell is Uncle Jeff? Okay, so let's not forget about our brothers and sisters that lost all their lives, and all the firefighters and first responders, cops, EMTs, everybody that you know, lost their lives there. But we love our veterans, and as long as we're talking veterans, we have an unbelievable opportunity that you're presenting to our listeners. So fire away.
Yeah, so we're giving away a stairlift to a veteran. You can go to liftingahero.com, and you can nominate a neighbor, a relative, a friend. Because honestly, most veterans don't nominate themselves. They want the next veteran to go get it.
Right.
So you got to kind of give them a push. But if you know of somebody who's got some mobility challenges or could just use assistance, even on bad days, you know, to go up the stairs, you know, we are giving away a free stairlift to them. And it's absolutely no charge. It's not a gimmick. There's no, you know.
You did it last year.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually been doing it for over a decade. You know, it's just something we've always done for veterans.
And we had to go through two or three different veterans, Steve. Because the individuals that won, like, there's another guy who's worse than me, and give it to
somebody else. Deserves it. Somebody else needs it more than
always
I do.
The case.
It is. It's amazing. You love the veterans for that, yep, too.
But where do they go to? Where do our listeners go to register for this amazing opportunity?
So you go to liftingahero.com, and you can just, you know, filling out your name, city, phone number, email, best way to contact you. It's not a gimmick. We're not going to be sending you ads and sponsors. It's strictly just for the for the giveaway. And if your name is pulled, we need a way of contacting you to let you know what's going on.
When is the cutoff, and when is the veteran selected, the winner selected?
So we are going to be cutting it off and drawing the name by November 5th.
Okay.
Okay. And then when I'm on your show the 12th, and we'll be announcing the winner on the 12th.
Okay. You know? There you go. Steve?
They should have a name handy so who they want to give it to when they win.
What did he just say? Well, I don't understand what that means. What?
Oh, yeah. No.
The guy who wins always wants to give it to somebody else.
Yeah. That's what happened last year when we went to announce. Then I had to come on special at a show a couple times because it took a couple of weeks to get one of the veterans to get it.
Yeah, the person that won it, I think it took him a day or two to reach the person that won it. And then the person like, give it to somebody else who needs it more than me. And then they had to run down had to pick another winner. Give it to somebody else. So we had to delay it a little bit. So I think we built in a little redundancy of what we learned last year.
Yeah, and we're ready to go.
You're ready to go. 312-981-7200. Quickly explain your working partnership. It's not a formal partnership with Miracle Method on what you do and what they do.
So what David does at Miracle and his team at Miracle Method, what they do is they do tub cutouts.
Yep.
You know, where you can basically leave your tub in place and you can turn it into a
walkthrough.
Well, it's not a low rise walkthrough, but it's a step in shower, right?
Step-in
so you
shower.
Don't have to step in over the full height of a tub, which can be up to 19 inches tall. They get it down to the 5-6 inch range, right? So which when you start first having mobility issues, that's the biggest problem is getting into the tub. That's where we see the most accidents. So what David does and how well they do it works really good with what, you know, our a lot of our clients need in the early stages, you know, before they need a full roll-in shower or a little 2-inch curb, you know, because they can't pick their feet up anymore. So as you start seeing, you know, loved ones get to that point, going with Miracle Method or coming through Access, because we work with them, and we have a lot of access to, you know, funding for the, you know, the client. So we're trying to partner up and get this out to more people.
Got to hit a break, so give out your phone number and your website. We'll pick it up on the other side with some other topics I'd like to cover as well regarding the financing of these projects and the money available. And if insurance covers it, we'll dive a little deeper into that. And I know that you've got a whole team, a lady who just looks for money to help our listeners fund these programs. So what's the best way for our listeners to reach you going into break?
Reach us on our website at allaboutaccess.com or 630-616-6249.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line are open, 312-981-7200. We're going to send it over to that guy who's all right, Kevin Wells, in the newsroom, and we'll be back on the other side.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw back to Mr. Frank Wazalewski.
Thanks for getting that right.
You're welcome. Back off. I know I don't mess up names. And by the way, Hamp and OB, after Bears games. Just, yeah, a lot of names and directions and a lot of other things. Hamp and OB after a Bears loss, best radio next to this show, obviously, on the radio. Okay, I'm surprised one of them hasn't coded out during a Bears loss. They get so worked up. It's unbelievable. They have full medical equipment in the studio for that show. It is the best post game ever. So if you're after, hopefully they win, but in the event that they don't, that's the show you want to listen to right here. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line for all of your contact, all of your questions if you don't feel interest, if you don't feel comfortable calling in. Let's talk about the financing options and the team that you have set up, because some of these projects might go into the thousands of dollars, right? I mean, what's a lift? $4,000 to $10,000? I don't even know.
Actually, like the average cost of a stair lift across the board ends up being about $5,000 to $6,000.
Okay, so $5,000 to $6,000. So when you put in a stair lift, is that the only thing that you're doing in the house? Or are you typically doing something in the bathrooms to make the bathrooms more accessible, or the garage or the front door to get them in the mobility challenge patient? And is that, what's the typical ticket on a house if you're doing a stair lift?
With majority of our clients, it's we're going to do one thing this year.
Okay.
We're going to do another thing next year.
You know, building because blocks.
Building blocks. We need to spread out the cost, you know, over time. So we do. Kristen Falco is our social worker on staff, and she has been working with the state agencies and state funding sources and with people with disabilities for over 25 years now. So she really knows the in and outs of, you know, how the funding works around here, both on the federal level and the state level.
Has there been any? Is there any money for mobility challenges? There seems to be money in the Inflation Reduction Act for everything else. Was that the solar panels? Was that in the okay?
Yes. Yeah. So there's money in there for solar panels. There is no money in there for people with disabilities.
I listened to the show last week. I don't know if you know this, Dave, but I do listen to the show when I'm not
sure.
Here,
so you're the only one. That's fine. Appreciate.
You guys talked a lot about the Inflation Reduction Act, because that's one of the main things is that they're looking to for the solar stuff.
Solar stuff.
I was a little surprised about how little money they were giving to individuals.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't
a $500 tax credit.
It was
great. You're going to put in a you know an expensive system, but the state is giving you back 50%, which is pretty substantial.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So let's. Kristen, is this?
Kristen Falco.
And she's been with you for how long?
She's been with me at Access now for 12 years. So going on 12 years.
Does insurance cover any of this at all, or no? If you're in a horrific car accident, right? I'm just going to give you a scenario. You were involved in a car accident, right? You either you got into a horrific car accident, you come out and you're mobility challenged, whatever thing, right? You're paralyzed, semi-paralyzed, whatever the thing, you know, whatever the disability is, but it was caused by an accident. Will an insurance company do some home modifications? Or are you still on your own?
No. So in the situation that you're talking about, say it's a car accident or a medical malpractice or something sure. along those lines that, that cause you to be disabled very quickly, the insurance companies will set up a trust for your long-term care. And then part of that trust is to modify your home or get you a home, you know, with the lifts and the ramps, the nursing care, everything else that you need to have care, you know, for the remainder of your
Who
life.
Who sets up the trust?
That's always set up by the by your lawyer.
You know, so David Schluter or somebody like that would set up a trust.
Right. So you're going to get a trust lawyer at that point to set up a trust to make sure that, because a lot of times, unfortunately, when you have a disability that happens that rapidly, a lot of times you lose your brain function.
Sure.
And you know, not every family member is like, you know, really looking out for your best interest before theirs. So it's the job of the trust to make sure that the money that is awarded from the accident to be set up in such a fashion that it's only for your care and nobody can, none of your family members can go in there and, you know, buy themselves
start
a new Corvette.
Trips. Right? Yeah. As if that never happens. Right. It happens all the time. So
yeah, we do. We work a lot with trucks. Same with that workman's comp. Workman's comp works the same way.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And then the trustee of the trust, whoever that individual is, can use that money. So the insurance company.
Right. So like if we have a person that was in a car accident and let's just say they need a ramp put up in front of the house. So we go out there, we give them an estimate. It's $3,500 or whatever for the ramp. Now that has to go up in front of a judge for approval.
Come on.
And the judge will say, yes, okay, this is a need for, you know, this individual. Sure. And yes, it's approved. We'll release the money.
How
and then
long
it
does
goes into
take?
An escrow. And then once we're done, we have to prove to the court that it's done, and then the money's released to us. So we have to front the money on something like that.
How long does that take?
It takes time.
Actually, it does take time. I mean, it's not like, you know, if you called me up and say, hey, Frank, I want a ramp, I can get it done in a week for you.
Right.
You know, this is going to be like a 60 to 90 day process.
Yeah, because you have to bring a motion, and the judge has to approve it, and then you have to bring another motion when it's finished, and it goes in front of the judge. Yeah. And
you dropped the ball.
You have to give enough.
You dropped the ball. You had the chance to say it depends. You dropped the ball. I gave you a 3-2 fastball.
I'll have to remember.
But you did do a fantastic job of waving that hand around and expressing yourself.
I try not to use that legal term too much.
Right.
Defense.
Because Steve never talks with his hands, according to Steve.
Right.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. What about grants and items like that for our listeners who MS or have some type of, like my mother had MS or something, they have cancer or some type of disease that is debilitating and screws with their mobility? Is there some type of funds set aside for that, or is it every man and woman for themselves?
No. So the state of Illinois is actually very, very good about this. They have funds set aside for people with disabilities, and there's also numerous foundations that are out there and numerous grants that are out there that if you have a disability that you can apply for to get the money. And obviously that takes time, so you got to be patient in that regard. But you can actually go on our website, and we actually have a funding brochure that you can download, and it has all of the information of the majority of these that you can go and apply for.
And what better gift than for the holidays than a gift of mobility? I mean, you know, we talked about it last year when you were on the show, and it's so true. I don't need this. Listen, my grandfather passed away. We had a 65th or 70th birthday party for him. When he passed away, we went into his house, his apartment, cleaned it out. All the gifts were under his bed. Tell you what, he didn't need a lift, but instead of buying a sweater that he's never going to wear or a pair of socks or whatever you're going to buy him or her, you know, grandmother, aunt, uncle, a gift of mobility and freedom within your home and safety within your home is priceless, and it's a gift that keeps giving every single day. I know it's a corny cliche that's a gift that keeps on giving, but it is being able to get in and out of your bed without somebody coming to help you out is a major accomplishment for somebody
that
needs the assistance and the dignity and everything else. Our listeners want to reach out to you. What's the best way to reach out to you?
AllAboutAccess.com or 630-616-6249.
Got a text here, Tom, that somebody thought your segment was real interesting regarding the supply chain. So let's dig a little deeper into that coming out, because I think what our listeners don't realize is when we say that a container, which we all know what a container is, right? It's those metal boxes. Shipping container went from 5,000 or 5,000 to 30,000, 25,000 to 30,000 in some cases. How that impacts your business and how you have to pivot and what that does to the price, whatever's inside that container. Let's dive a little deeper after that, because our good friend Greg said, hey, real interesting segment with Janky today. about the supply chain and the pricing in regards to his business. So let's talk about a little more, dive a little deeper, how it does impact the consumer. Because
a direct impact.
Let's dive deeper. 312-981-7200, Megapros. Call, text, and photo line. We got about 2-3 minutes, or as we like to say, Steve, 2-3 minute break, and then we'll be back after these messages. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bob and Wood Dale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I listened to a time over there at Builders of Supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us. What a great job they did. They had such a nice deal, and they were so nice that why would you want to go anywhere else?
Tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money.
I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy.
Was it a highlight of your day or disappointment, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have great listeners.
Wow.
We really do. They're awesome. 312-981-7200, because they get what we're trying to do here. Just have fun.
Most of them.
You know, and no, but when they call in and they pick up a cue like that, like, you know, was it a good experience? I'm still trying to figure it out. That's good. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. A shipping container that you're bringing in material from overseas.
Yes.
Goes into a shipping container.
Yep.
How many units? Let's take, what comes from overseas? Give me something. The mirrors?
Mirrors come overseas. Vanities. Now, your yield on vanities, because either you can get a knockdown vanity, but when you do the furniture vanities, they're already pre-assembled. They have a top on it. So
take a lot more room.
Your yield for knockdown vanities, we can get about 450 in a container.
In a box, in a container.
In a 40-foot, what they call a high cube.
Okay.
If you're going to put in, you know, pre-assembled more of the furniture-style vanities, you're going to get about 80.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. So when you think about that,
wow,
because you got a 60-inch vanity, you know, that's a big vanity, or 72-inch.
And if you're paying $30,000 for that cube, and you're splitting that down, I mean, that's a lot of money to add on to a cost of a vanity.
You cannot absorb. You can't go from $5,500 and then go to $30,000. And on top of that, now you also have some of the tariffs that were put into place. You know, we have tariffs on doors. We have
and it's got to get off the ship, and it's got to get on a truck, and you're paying the high fuel costs. And the
so we used to, these containers would come into Long Beach, and from Long Beach, California to Chicago, it was around $1,800 for the freight. It's now $9,000.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely crazy out there. So there's no way that any of us, and I see it at the big boxes, because I'm in the big boxes a couple times a week just checking to see what's happening with prices. Their prices, like interior doors. I mean, I'm not going to say they've doubled, but darn close to that in the past 6 years, they've doubled the cost.
Yeah.
I mean, or doubled the sales price. And there's just no way as any retailer or the big boxes can absorb all of these increases.
You can't.
You know, yeah. We eat some of it, but, you know, we're also paying higher wages now.
Sure.
I mean, our utility costs, everything else have gone up. But,
so your shipping costs on the collapsible vanities increase went from $10.50, I'm going to round up, a unit, to $62.50 per unit. It went up $52.
Oh, yeah.
Per unit.
Per unit.
Per vanity.
Per vanity.
That's insane.
I mean, that's why, you know, you see,
everything's more expensive.
Absolutely.
Was that just the container? But then you got to talk about about bringing it from California here?
Or, you know, we ship in from Juarez, Mexico. We have some products that are made in Mexico. You know, your shipping cost from Juarez, Mexico to here, I mean, again, used to be $1,500. We're now getting $4,500.
Wow.
We're shipping kitchens right now from Ohio down to a big project we're doing in Alabama. And it used to be a $1,400 freight bill down to Alabama.
$5,400?
It's probably in the
$4,500. Whoa.
Yeah, so, it's different for me. Shipping an elevator out of Canada, you know, 2 years ago cost me $400. Now it's costing me $2,200.
Whoa.
Right.
You know.
All these numbers. I mean, it's just that's, you know, people come in, And, you know, it's very unfortunate, but it's very historical for us, where people would come in and they would get a price on a kitchen. Sometimes they wouldn't come back for a year. All of a sudden, a year later, they're knocking on our door going, hey, I want to do this kitchen. Well, what happened was, you know, back then you might have seen, you know, my major cabinet line didn't have a price increase for 5 years. 5 years, no price increases. Now, all of a sudden, they came a year ago, got a price. They came back now. 33% higher.
Whoa.
33% higher.
Wow.
And they go, what happened? And I said, do you ever watch that thing? You know, it used to be black and white in your house. It's now color. It's called a TV.
Used to be a piece of furniture. Now it's hanging on the wall.
Now it's hanging on a wall. Exactly. It used to be a console model. Now you'd slap it on a wall and move it in 82 different directions. But yeah, you just... Just listen to what's out there.
Is the trucking have to do with the shortage of truckers, one? Two, the price of fuel, because obviously they put the surcharge, right? I was in the scrap business. We put the surcharge on. Hey, forced to merge, right? It is what it is. It's an act of God. And, you know, we can't haul this for $100 or $200 a load now. It's costing us three times the amount in fuel. Right? Yeah. Fuel went from $2 to $6. Well, who do you think's going to pay for that? The trucking company and the trucker aren't going to swallow that cost.
Absolutely.
They have to pass
not.
It on. They're working on tight margins.
But you also have to, it's like the shipping containers too. I've got a buddy of mine that owns a trucking company. He says, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my entire life. And the part, here's where the problem is. You know, you've got 200 trucks that you need to move. But you've only got 100 drivers.
Yeah.
So it is, you want it moved? Before it was $2,000. You want it moved now to be $4,000. What are you going to say? No.
Right. You got to move it.
So, and it is somewhat shortage of drivers, but it's also, they're taking advantage of it.
Right. Because they can.
They're jacking people over.
You know it'll be short-lived.
This is free enterprise.
And that's what free enterprise does.
Right.
Right. It goes up. Someone comes and say, hey, well, you guys are making a lot of money. I'm coming in.
Absolutely.
Frank's opening up a trucking company. Frank Wazalewski. It's going to be Frank W. because you're never going to be able to pronounce his last name. And it's going to be Frank W. Trucking. Cartage. That's right. What we're going to do. And we're going to come in and undercut everybody and take everybody's business.
There's one of the big container people. I won't mention who it is.
What does it rhyme with?
No.
Okay. Quick, I want to be careful.
Hold that.
We got a break. I got a break at the top of the hour because Ron Brown's in the newsroom. He kicked our youngin' out, and he's getting ready to go. So hold that thought. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are here for the next 2 hours to help you with all of your real estate needs and questions or concerns. Tom was talking about his favorite trucking company and all of the things that go into moving product around. And why don't you just finish up that thought? A texter from 309, wouldn't it be great if all these products were made in the United States of America? Tom, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it would be great if it was. You know, I used to have a manufacturing business that I sold many years ago, and it was dealing with making fiberglass bathtubs and acrylic bathtubs, and it used resin. Well, guess what? We were a target for the EPA. The problem is we can't make all this stuff in the United States because the EPA will not allow it. I mean, it's just plain and simple. Or you have to put such expensive scrubbers to be able to scrub the air that leaves the factory. So
then the cost of the product would shoot up.
Oh, yes. And then what you've got is, even though it's starting to come up, but I remember years ago I went to China to visit some factories. And, I mean, my God, they're paying the people $110 a week.
Sure.
Now, they're housing them. There's food. I mean, you see these 3- and 4-story housing right at the factories. And basically, they're there for like 11 months, and then they have the Chinese New Year.
And then the environmental concerns aren't as tight, because when we would ship electric motors, we would ship them to China.
Okay? Absolutely.
And then they would take it into a gigantic field. They dump all the electric motors, unload all the containers, put whatever lighting fluid that would ignite the electric motors, and open burn them in a field and let all of the oil and all of the encasings and, you know, that go around the electric motors.
It leaches.
It all leaches into the ground. And then what happens after the fire is out and it cools down, they go in and they have bare bright copper. and they break apart the motors, and that's why we ship electric motors to China, because there's no environmental concern, because they open burn them.
Well, and that's part of the thing, is, you know, we're trying to be stewards of our environment here, but when you think about it, and I just heard a statistic here not that long ago, if you look at the surface of the Earth, the United States only covers about 5.5% of the Earth's surface, which means if we don't get other countries to do things, but this is where the problem is we can't manufacture here because we have the environmental regulations. Over in China, well, so much manufacturing moved from China. It went to Vietnam.
Yep.
It went to Malaysia when he put all the tariffs in. So now they're chasing everybody, trying to get tariffs imposed in other areas. But, you know, the long and the short of it is, you know, there was such a huge demand because of COVID. Everybody was staying home. Everybody spending was working money from home.
Yep.
And now they're not driving their cars. They're not having all that expense. They're looking at their doors and their cabinets and their flooring and going, let's get this thing replaced. Money was really cheap. So it was just a no-brainer that this country exploded. But now we're doing a little bit of implosion instead of explosion.
Right. And how is this recession going to impact your business in terms of knocking the pricing down? When will the prices of transportation come down, in your opinion? What are you seeing?
It's starting to come down now, but I don't think that we're going to feel the real effects of this until 23.
I was going to say 24.
Yeah, I think you're still going to see some of it in 23, because I think you're going to, once you see this housing, now this bubble is not going to burst, and I've really talked to some people about
different set of variables.
It's a completely different set of variables.
From 08.
I don't think we'll have that implosion because of, you know, banking regulations, sure, and what have you, but I do think that you're going to see a significant slowdown. You're going to see an inventory pickup. You know, we're usually in the residential real estate, there was always 4 to 6 months worth of inventory. It got down to 4 weeks of inventory.
True.
And that's why, you know, I was doing some flip houses. I'd have 10 offers in 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Past 30 months, not today.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Not today.
Not today. I mean, I was very fortunate. I just sold my house here a couple weeks ago. And so I was very fortunate to catch it before the rest of things slide. But once you start seeing, you know, there's going to be a relief, you know, in the feeding frenzy people had, you're going to start seeing prices come down. And I think you're probably correct that 24 is going to have probably a bigger impact. But you're going to start seeing prices come down in 23.
Good. So it'll get back to somewhat of a normalcy.
Right, because right now the manufacturers, like our cabinet manufacturers, they're not decreasing. Their lead times are decreasing, but their cost of raw materials isn't decreasing yet.
That has to do with the shipping.
Yes.
Yes, a lot of our raw material costs and everything, same with us, the cost of getting raw materials from one place to another to another to another throughout the supply chain is just so high that the end product ends up being so much higher, right, in cost.
Well, the other thing that's happening too, you know, you could sit and blame everything on shipping. The people are starting to get smart in China and Indonesia and some of these other places where that $110 a week, that ain't flying anymore. Their wages are coming up considerably. They're nowhere near where we match. There's just no way. But that's also taking
the quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, their quality of life is getting better, but I'm sure they're spending more money to live too, because our food costs and everything, sure, else are up. But, you know, it's not going to come back down to where it was. It will never be. Will just never be.
That's Tom Janke. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach out to you and your team?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900. Or go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Your shop is closed. It's 5. It's a quarter. It's 17 after 5. Are they open till 6 or are they closed?
No. Saturdays, we are open until 5. Monday through Friday, we are open from 9 to 6. And we are still closed on Sundays.
Okay, good. So our listeners could go back into the stores on Monday at what time?
They can get there at 9 o'clock. But I will tell you, pretty much every item that's in that store is now on our website, all priced out, and we are going to be launching January 1 our new e-commerce site, where people can go to our site, buy it, and send their contractor to pick it up. They could pay for it, the whole shot.
You know why, Frank? Because Tom's getting out of the way. The dinosaur's moving out, and the youngest. His kids are coming in and go, Dad, we're bringing in a little technology.
Trust me, that was not my idea. That is the new brainchild of my children.
The biggest thing that Tom's got technology is the rangefinder in the shop. So these kids, his sons, are bringing you into the 21st century here. And
My sons have taken charge. They run the business day to day, and their mother and I sit back and we oversee them. We have cameras and they know exactly where the cameras aren't, and that's where they usually are.
One more time, the website, if our listeners want to reach out.
They can go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with some conversations with Frank and Steve after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Stephen A. Lee.
I just wanted to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham!
What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. You're
it's
exactly
like a Batman
right.
cartoon where you go, pow, pow, pow.
Not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Frank, you bought a building. You guys got ahead of the supply chain issue by buying a building. To explain that, walk us through that.
So not just the supply chain issue, but we were talking about the shipping costs and all that. So in our Roselle, Illinois location, we purchased another warehouse so that basically we could triple the amount of inventory and stock some more of the oddball stuff. Some of the stuff that we only sell maybe 5 or 6 times a year, but are right now taking 12 to 16 weeks to get, which is very hard to tell somebody who needs to get upstairs or get out of their house, right? It's going to take 12 to 16 weeks. So
how much space did you guys have?
We had 5,000 square feet, which was a huge help.
Did you buy it or lease it?
We bought it.
And what are you seeing on the commercial side? Was there a lot of activity for that space, or was that space left empty for a while? Or
we were very fortunate to actually know the owners, and they gave us first right of purchase.
Wow.
So it was very hard to pass up.
That's rare.
It was very rare. So they actually had some higher offers, but they liked what we did as a company, so they helped us out.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really nice. So now, one of the bigger things that we can do is, instead of me being able to buy, like, say, 10 stair lifts at a time, now I can buy 30 to 40 at a time, which has drastically reduced my shipping costs, which then we can pass on to our customers.
And what about the cost break you get from buying 40 at a time? Is there a huge cost break you get, or not much?
My cost break's at 10. So if I buy 10 at a time, I get a small discount that I can pay. But then anything over 10, it's not like per 10, so...
Got it. But the shipping has got to be...
The shipping cost. The shipping saving is huge. Absolutely huge.
312-981-7200. Steve, I'll tell you what I see is going to really slow this economy down and really going to put a hurt on a lot of our listeners is January 1st. And I'll tell you what, and there's a double-edged sword here. Number one, we were talking foreclosures driving down, okay? Was the most exciting part of our drive, by the way, getting around the construction on TUI. I don't know what they're doing at TUI, but thanks for shutting 3 lanes down to 2.
That was pretty bad there.
It's very, very enjoyable driving down when that happens. But what I see 2 things, and we were talking foreclosures, and our listeners have to understand, in Illinois, guys, we don't kick people out of homes here in Illinois. It takes an act of Congress, if you will. So the foreclosure moratorium, Stephen A. Leahy, was lifted, as you know, and our listeners know, could that listen, because I've been preaching about this, at the end of November of last year. So everybody that was in the queue that got a 20-month reprieve, whatever it was, because of COVID, and you went from March of 2020 to December 1st of 2021, you got to live in that house without any foreclosures proceedings, because the courts couldn't you couldn't do anything with foreclosures.
I had cases pending right before COVID, and then during COVID, they kept bringing up the case, but they kept kicking it out, especially here in Cook County. Man,
because of the state moratorium.
Yeah,
well, it was a federal too,
and also Cook County. They wouldn't do it.
Okay, so and now
so you couldn't have a case. They couldn't move it along. So they kept bringing up motions, and it kept getting knocked over. Now, obviously, they are hearing those motions, and cases are being judgments are being entered.
December 1st. I want to walk our listeners through, because when I talk about it, they're like, "Ah, you're crazy," but you're an attorney. You've seen this. You experience it. So December 1st of 2021. Right, we're in September of 2022. Hello, right? Okay, so it takes how long? I tell our listeners about a year. Is that an accurate statement that it takes about a year to get through the court system when you file an initial foreclosure?
If you don't do anything, it'll take about a year.
Maybe
a little bit less because the law is 7 months from the date that you get served. Months from that date. So, and if nothing else happens, or 3 months from the date of judgment, and sometimes that judgment was entered out, and so then that will sometimes
it takes a year. Okay, let's just say about a year in the great state of Illinois, especially in the county of Cook. Mm-hmm. So now you're December 1st of 2021. December 1st of 2022, you'll be a year. That's when all those cases should come to a gestation period and should be given birth. But now you're in the middle of winter, right? And what do we know?
Winter is coming.
And the state of Illinois will not foreclose on anybody, especially the county of Cook, in the middle of winter.
Especially the county of Cook.
And especially, they will not foreclose on a property in the county of Cook or kick you out of a rental in the county of Cook.
I think it's got to do more with the temperature.
Of course,
the date. I think if the temperatures are so, at least outside of Cook County, if the temperatures are low, then they won't evict you.
We got a good chance of being in Chicago because
winter is coming.
That it's going to be pretty damn cold because
winter is coming.
So you basically go until you kick the can further down the court until you get to April 1st. Okay, so now you're at all of those homeowners that got the reprieve. Now we're working their way through. December 1st is going to be a year. It's not going to happen until April. That's when the property values you're going to see, if the rates stay high. Tommy, we were talking about this earlier. Where's the opportunities? That's where the opportunities start. Now, all of those individuals who, 7 million homeowners went into forbearance, 6 million came out. We have a million still in. They're either extending their forbearance or they're going to come to the end of the track that the train's got no more track to roll on. And the servicer has a right to recoup their money and to have that loan perform because they haven't been getting any money for a long period of time. The foreclosures proceedings are going to start happening on those, and that's where all the inventory is going to start coming in.
Absolutely. And of course, it's got to happen, right?
It's got to happen. It sucks. It hurts. But
eventually, they have to get paid, they being the
servicer.
Yeah.
The servicer of the mortgage has to get paid. And if those individuals can't afford to make the mortgage payment, they can't afford to go to the pizza place to buy a pizza, the dry cleaner to get dry cleaned, to hire the landscaping company. It just puts a major hole in the economy of the area where the house is. I'm not trying to be a capitalistic pig here. I'm just telling you the way it works. Okay?
Yep.
So you've got that coming, and then you got the student loan repayment starting on January 1st. That's the carbon monoxide.
Are they not going to postpone that again?
That, you're done. January 1st, Tommy. You're going to have to start paying student loans, and those student loan payments, I know we got to go to break, Benny, so keep your jets cool. It's $500 to $3,000 a month. When that starts coming out, and our listeners don't have that money, the credit card balances are going to start going up, and the minimum monthly payments are going to skyrocket because the Fed's going to continue to tighten this thing down because the Fed chairman said, there's going to be bodies on the side of the road.
That's right. Credit cards are already up.
We're going to talk about this more on the other side. Ron Brown's like, shut up already. I got some exciting news, traffic and weather. We're going to throw it over to Ronnie in the newsroom. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Well, did I do a good enough job, Steve, with the timeline there? I mean,
yes.
Does that give our listeners a better understanding of what's happening on the foreclosure side. I've been saying foreclosures are going to be going up for the past 2 years. I've been preaching. Yep. You know, sell your home quick. Rates aren't going to stay low, and foreclosures are coming. If you haven't noticed, the guy at Grandview Grandview has been bombing the airways. Right? He's not Tom Detlich. Never met the guy. Don't know. Wouldn't know him if I walked past him on the way to the car. But he's been flooding the airwaves across this town with his, "We'll buy any home, any shape, whatever it is." You know, I'm the Earl Scheib of the home improvement company. You know, of home sales, any car, any color for $49.99.
I remember it well,
right? Because you took your cars there. But he's been bombing the airwaves. Why has he been buying? Because he sees it coming.
Yeah,
he knows what's down the road. He knows all of these homes. The same thing that we just talked about. Is there anything our listeners can do?
Well, you know, you don't wait till the date of sale, okay? Because just to explain kind of what happens after a foreclosure sale. First, there's a sale. Then they have to go to court again and go and get what they call a confirmation of that sale. And then you have 30 days from that date. But if you wait till after the sale, you might not be able to take advantage, but sometimes there's rules about bankruptcy and how to walk away from this. And I always think about people wait too long. And there's something about what's called secured debt, right? If it's secured by your home, and unsecured debt. Secured debt you can use to qualify for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And so maybe you're going to be, I had a client just this week, there was a judgment against him for a foreclosure for $240,000. Well, he's never going to be able to pay that $240,000. Right. But if you wait till after the foreclosure sale, that's no longer secured debt. Now it's unsecured debt, and you can't qualify if your income is too high.
I talk to listeners every single week. 2 weeks ago, guy had $80,000 with credit card debt. His wife had $50,000. Okay, they owed $420,000 on them. Nothing I could do to refinance them out. They would have called me last year. I had a shot. Their $550,000 home was worth $6,000. I had a better shot. Rates were a lot lower. Qualifying, I had a better shot. Now I told them, I can't do anything. Forget about it. Even if I bring your wife on and her $2,000 a month income, I got to counter $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt. It doesn't work. You got to file bankruptcy. I'm going to lose my house. What's your response to that?
Well, sometimes filing bankruptcy is the only way to save your home. Oftentimes.
Why?
Because if they get a judgment against you, right, they're going to get your credit cards. If you're not paying your credit cards, right, they're going to take you to court. You're going to get a judgment against you.
Sure.
And they're going to put a lien against your home, too.
Somehow this guy and gal have been juggling their credit. $140,000, $150,000. Pretty impressive. I don't know how they're doing it, but no late credit card payments yet. They're just maxed out on everything. And they can't breathe.
I see that a lot. That people have a lot of credit card debt, and they fight and they pay, so they're current. So if you tried to call your credit card company and try to work out a deal with them, they're not going to deal with you because you're paying.
Right.
As long as you're paying, they're not going to discount anything. The only time credit card companies, and I do some credit card negotiations too, because you don't want to file bankruptcy.
Right.
If you can work out some sort of payment plan with your or with your credit cards, that's the first thing you want to do. You want to avoid bankruptcy. You can only file bankruptcy once every seven years. So you don't want to, I always say, you know, keep that trump card in your pocket. Only use it if you really have to.
Will our listeners lose their home if they file bankruptcy?
Not if there's not a lot of equity in the home. If there is a lot of equity, then you might be able to buy back some of the equity. So the answer is not very often. You don't really lose your home unless there's a lot of equity. Here in Illinois, you could protect $30,000 with a married couple. You could protect $30,000 in equity, plus the cost and everything to sell the home that gets worked into there too. So if you had a $200,000 home with a $30,000, you owe $200,000.
Sure.
It's worth $250,000. Well, $30,000 is protected. It's going to cost another 10% to sell, you know, so you could probably walk away and not lose anything.
This couple makes $150,000 combined. They live in a $500,000 home, used to be worth $550,000. Okay, They owe $400,000 on the mortgage. They're at 80% capacity with $130,000 to $150,000 with the credit card debt. Right? If you were able to, and I understand there's some type of mathematical equation, but if they qualified for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and you were able to just blow everything, that's a complete credit colonic. Everything's blown out. They don't owe anything. Everything's gone. Their mortgage payment, as long as they continue to make the mortgage payment, will they be able to live in the house, yes or no?
The answer is yes.
Of course it's yes. Yeah, I knew the answer to that question. I'm giving you a 3-2 fastball. Thank you for not saying it depends. So if you're able to file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy and blow out, if this couple, and again, I said you got to talk to Stephen A. Lee, was able to blow out 100 and pull a 13 if they qualified, blew out all their debt, their mortgage would be non-affirmed, right?
If you don't affirm the mortgage, you still can pay. Even if you don't reaffirm the mortgage, you can still pay it, and you don't lose your home.
As long as the mortgage company's receiving a check, you're not going to get kicked out of your home.
That's correct.
Okay, let me stress that again. As long as the mortgage company is receiving a check if you file bankruptcy, that's all they care about. They just want the money coming in so they can take care of their servicers and you can take care of their investors so you can refinance somewhere. I've done this thousands of times in the past 21 years. You can refinance. You could save your home with a bankruptcy and you can refinance after a bankruptcy.
People get really confused about this because when you file a bankruptcy, your mortgage is discharged. Means I don't owe that anymore. Okay, so you're not personally liable for that any longer. But if you keep paying it, they have to go to foreclosure and prove that they're not getting paid before they can take your house away from you. And if you're paying it, they can't prove that. So you don't lose your home.
If you're paying it, they're not going to mess with you.
Exactly. And they don't have a legal right to do it. So.
Then you spend. Then this couple would save $5,000 a month. $5,000 a month if you could qualify for them for Chapter 7. You know what this guy tells me? It's a friend of mine. He's like, my wife's afraid she's going to lose the house. You're not going to lose the house! I'm like, would you just talk to Stephen A. Leahy? How do you know? 21 years of doing this. Okay, I've got a little bit of experience underneath the hood. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, as long as you're making the payment, then somewhere down the road, 2-3 years down the road, we do a refinance and we refinance you. If you need to refinance out of the loan, it's fine. You just got to show you're making the payments, and there'll be a program for you.
Because they can't foreclose. They can't foreclose
if you're making the payment. For listeners who want to reach you, what's
best? Call me, 312-664-6649. If you're having a question like that, will I lose my home? Call me. I'll go through it with you. I've been in the car many times with you, David, someone asks you a question, you go through. Ask the questions.
Right.
You know the questions they ask. I know the questions they ask. So call me if you have that, 312-664-6649.
This guy said, give me the weekend and I'll think about it. This was last weekend. He didn't call me all this week. So now he's still doing the ostrich, right? Burying his head in the sand. Where'd that get him, right? That got him to 130, 40 G's worth of credit card debt. Yeah. And he's in deep trouble. And I'm like, dude.
Pride is powerful.
Here, take your pride, cut it into small pieces, and put it in a pipe and smoke it. You're going to lose your house if you keep going down this path, Frank, right? I've got a solution for you. Right, you just got to reach out and take it. It's just I got a better story after the break. 312. I got this one yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like a listener calls in and says, "What's the best credit card companies out there to switch balances?" I'm like, "Well, I'm not a credit card company. I don't know." There's more to that story. This is even better. So Frank's looking at me. You're crazy, Frank. Your head's going to spin off like a drunken dreidel after you hear this one. 312-981-72.
Drunken dreidel.
Yeah, and then you've seen dreidels, and the drunken ones spin crazy.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Come on, you need to hang out with Jews around Hanukkah time. There's a lot of drunken dreidels flying around. You just hang out with the Jews before Hanukkah. During Hanukkah, crazy things happen. 312-981-72. You got to hang out with more Jews. Period. You're up in Bannockburn. You're leafy North Shore.
Come on.
There's not a lot of Jews up there. You got to come a little further south. Northbrook, and Deerfield, 312. I don't know. You cross, 22. It's kind of like the boundary. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Whoop. There goes the 39.
Exactly.
Okay. Now what happens?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing term.
Yeah.
Zippy. Kind of like fluffy. Just cool it, Zippy.
There's an Urban Dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There's like a teleporting machine in Dean Richards' house, like Star Trek. He just goes in, they beam him right in here. 312-981-7200. Here's a conversation I had. Tom, you're going to love this one. Here's a conversation I had. Lady called me up. She's like, we got $50,000 with credit card debt. Can you tell me the best credit card to transfer our balances? I go, I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate the call. I go, I'm not a credit card company. I don't do credit cards. Okay. I'm like, well, how much do you owe on your house? We owe $800,000 on the house. How much is your house worth? About 1.5. I'm like, oh, you got a ton of equity. How's your credit? Good, bad, great, excellent, needs work. It's great. And we're self-employed, and we've been doing this for years, and we make $400,000 a year. I'm like, okay, why don't you just pull out a line of credit against your house to pay off your debt? You listen to the show all the time. You hear me talk about pulling out line of credits. Best time, we just talked about it during the break.
Yeah.
The best time to pull out a home equity line of credits when you don't need a home equity line of credit, so it's there when you need it. It's not that deep, okay? She's like, husband won't do it. I go, well, your husband, in all due respect to your husband, is not thinking straight. And he's a numbers guy, and I don't know what type of numbers he's looking at, but he's skewed. So you'd rather pay a credit card company $2,000 a month instead of paying yourself back. It makes no sense to me. So back and forth, back and forth. Like, well, how much cash? Go ahead.
How much is a HELOC? What's the interest rate on the HELOC?
It's 6%, 5.5%, 6%
interest
only.
Okay, so you're at 6% on a HELOC, or you're at 16%?
You're 16 to 28%.
On a credit card.
Up another three quarters of a point. Okay, so then she goes back and forth. I'm like, how much money you got in cash? You got all these businesses that you're running. She's like, we probably got $20,000 to $30,000 worth of cash in various accounts. I go, okay, you probably don't want to tap the cash because there's no way to get it out if you needed an emergency. That's what the HELOC is for. She's like, I know. I listen to your show all the time, but my husband won't do it. I said, well, your husband's wrong. I said, I'll tell you what. Google Polynesian women ending wars, okay? I go, that's what you do, right? I go, that's what the Polynesian women did when their husband did stupid things, okay? They would do things, cut things off until the husband saw, you know, I'm tired of these wars with the other Pacific Islanders. No more happy time. I told her, I'm like, this is what you, he's not thinking rationally. And you are thinking rationally because she's like, I want to do the HELOC. I'm like, your husband is not thinking right. He's driving you into the rocks financially. Why do you want to pay a credit card company, like Frank just said, 17 to 25% when you can pay yourself back at 6%? What am I missing?
It's crazy.
She said she was listening. So there. I told you, that's how you do it. Let's talk about our listeners that need help, because you might be leaving a little early. And we got a ton of text messages about the financing options. Again, you explain what this this young lady that's been with you for 15 plus years. I forgot her name already.
Oh, Kristen.
Kristen. What exactly does a consultation with Kristen look like? A listener's listening right now, okay? It's either for them or their parents. It's most likely for their parents because their parents are too damn stubborn to call, you know, because they're like the vet. I don't need it. There's somebody else that needs it more than me. But the listeners or the kids have become their parents' parent and know damn well that mom and dad need this, or aunt and uncle Bob or Sally need this. What's that consultation like to get the financing?
Well, I am definitely not Kristen. She's much more graceful at this. But we kind of go through, okay, what's your disability, right? So
sure.
Somebody who has MS is going to have different options open to them than somebody who has ALS, right? And they're going to have different options than, you know, somebody who's got CP. And it's really, okay, what are, you know, not so much what are your assets, but, you know, what's your income level? And based on that, we can say, okay, you qualify for the state programs or you qualify for these. And we can let you know that, you know, Crystal will kind of guide you down. Okay, I know of, you know, these five or six things that you, you know, fall in the range for. And then she will help get you the documentation. So, you know, obviously you have to fill it out yourselves and,
right,
you know, hand that into the state or into the foundation or, you know,
grant program
or whatever it might be at that point. But, you know, she will just help you, you know, kind of narrow down. It's kind of like looking for a student,
student loan forgiveness.
Not so much. What am I thinking of?
Consolidation?
No.
Oh, the FAFSA program?
FAFSA or getting a grant for school or something like that. Sure. Scholarship, right? So there's a million scholarships out there. How do I qualify for this? Kristen can narrow it down for you in a matter of moments and say, okay, this is what these things are out there for you. You know, go apply for these, and this is where you want to go.
Texter just sent in, is this just for elderly people? That's all we're talking about?
No. No, so there are different programs that are available for kids up to age 18. And then there's different programs that are available for people from 20 to 65. And I got to tell you, 19 and 20 is like this big black hole. You either need to apply before you're 18 or wait till you're 21.
Really?
I don't know why. But it's like this no man's land of 19 and 20 where no program out there wants to pick you up because you're not technically a full-fledged independent adult and you're not a child. So,
And that individual is still growing and forming and becoming
still
more.
Still has needs, right? And everything else. I'm not saying it's right. It's unfortunately right. The way the programs
it is
are
what
set
it
up.
Is.
Yeah. And then there's programs. So the other programs will go from like 21 to 65. And then there's a whole other set of programs for when you're over 65.
Wow.
And then, again, there's a whole bunch of independent organizations that are out there.
So there is money there.
Right.
You just need to know where to get it.
Right. And then if you have assets in your home like that, we have Josh Herman is on our site. David Hochberg's on our site. Right. You know, there's people that you can contact, to help fill in the blanks where, other agencies, are getting you some of the money and where you can help get the rest of it.
Phone number, we got to hit a break here.
630-616-6249.
All right. We're going to come back with Stephen A. Leahy dancing the Irish jig after this break. 312-981-7203. He's downloading it on Google right now. He's got a video, YouTube video. He's never danced before, so this should be entertaining. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Last hour of this fine radio show. Thank you for tuning in and listening on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. We're going to go out to Jim and McHenry. We had a heated... A very eventful conversation about reverse mortgages before we came out of break. So, Jimmy, what's your question, buddy? Thanks for calling. Thanks for being the only caller. It's great.
Thank you very much for taking my call. How does reverse mortgages work, David?
It's a mortgage against your home, like any other mortgage against your home, Jim. Okay. So, is there a mortgage on your home right now?
No.
Okay. If you had a mortgage on your home, that mortgage would be considered a forward-paying mortgage, which means somewhere in the future, down the road, you will pay that off, right? Since you don't have a mortgage, it would be attached to your home as a regular mortgage vehicle, okay? A mortgage component, a mortgage investment tool. How much is your home worth, Jim?
About $200.
And how old are you?
I'll be 80.
80. Is it only you, or is there somebody else on the loan?
Yes, there's my wife.
How old is she?
She's 82.
Okay, so she's 80 as well, or 82?
No, 80 as well.
Okay, 80 as well. So 80-year-old individuals, Tom, you're a lot younger, okay?
A little bit.
So this couple here is 80 years old. They own their home free and clear. They would it's based upon 100-year life expectancy. Okay, Jim? That's okay. Why he asked you how old you are. I'm not being discreet. You can't discriminate.
No,
you can't discriminate against age. I typically won't ask how old you are in a normal mortgage proceeding, but since you are calling for a reverse mortgage, I need to know if you qualify for a reverse mortgage. And of 80 years old, you're older than 62, you qualify. Okay? Is your credit good, bad, great, horrible?
Around 800.
800. So you have great credit, okay, which is good because everybody has to pass what's called the life expectancy set aside. I will get into that in a minute. How much money do you and your beautiful bride have coming in from Social Security, pension, or retirement?
Around $60,000 a year.
60 G's, so $5,000 a month. So you have money coming in. Do you have assets in the bank as well, or is that the only money you have?
That's the only money we have.
Okay. So now you've got $5,000. You have zero savings. You've outlived your savings, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the only savings and the only asset that you and your beautiful bride have is the equity in your home, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here we go, Tommy, right? You were asking me questions, Frank?
I'm writing this down.
Here's a perfect example. What's your wife's name, Jimmy?
Mary.
Mary. And how long have you and Mary been married?
It'll be 60, almost let me think now. Give me a second. Here, 59 years.
God bless you.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, 59 years, all right? So you and Mary have been living in that house. You set aside for retirement. You burnt through it. And the only thing you got coming in is $5,000 a month. We already established that. You have a household value of $200,000 with no mortgage. Your age, Jim, you and Mary would qualify for about 60% of the value of your home, which is $120,000 reverse mortgage. Okay? Got it?
Yes.
Okay. During the first year, Jimmy, you would be able to tap out 60% of that money, or $72,000. The reason that is the case is because after the collapse of in 07, 08, reverse mortgages and FHA were losing a bucket loads of money, truckloads of money. They put a cap on the amount of money you could take out during the first year if you did not have a mortgage. So in your case, you'd qualify, ballpark numbers, Jimmy, okay? I'm just giving you ballpark, back of the napkin numbers. You and Mary would qualify for a $120,000 mortgage. Closing costs are about $10,000, $12,000. They're very expensive, I'm not going to lie to you. Hold on, Jimmy. Slow your roll. It comes out of the money you got coming out of your house, okay? So during the first year, you would gain access net to closing costs, in this example, of about $60,000. On the 366th day, the anniversary year, you would be able to tap out the remainder of that money, which would be about $48,000. About $48,000. So you'd have access to over $100,000 worth of the equity of your home. Okay? Mm-hmm. You could use it for whatever you want to use it for. It's tax-free income.
Or not use it.
You could have it there as an emergency fund in case you and Mary need it for something in the future. Okay?
Okay.
What other questions do you have, buddy?
Okay. How does the interest payback work?
Interest payback works like this. You have you get a mortgage statement every month, which you have the ability to make a mortgage payment if you wanted to. The reason you're taking out a reverse mortgage is because you most likely don't want to make a mortgage payment. You want to access the equity for other things. The payment, if you elect not to make the payment, gets deferred and gets added to your principal balance. Okay, much like forbearance that we went through during the past COVID period when listeners went into forbearance. This is exactly what forbearance is. You elect to defer the payment to a future date. That is what a reverse mortgage is.
Okay. Now, you did mention something about a duration of life expectancy of 100.
Correct.
So, in other words, I would have to 100 years old to keep this loan if I needed it.
That is incorrect. They base upon, let me clarify this for you, Jimmy. They base the amount of money that you can qualify for on a reverse mortgage on a 100-year life expectancy. All right? So the closer you are to 100, so Tommy's in his 60s, he would get less money than you and Mary in your 80s. Okay?
I see.
So the older you are, the more money you get access to the equity in your home because according to the actuary scales, they expect you to pass away the closer you get to 100. I mean, it's simple math. We're all going to pass away eventually, right? So 60...
Eventually,
hopefully later than sooner. But a 65-year-old is going to get less than an 80-year-old because 80-year-olds are further down the actuary scale track of life. Okay. Now here, I'm going to answer two questions that you have that you haven't asked yet because I'm up against a break.
Sure.
What happens if one of you passes away before the other one goes? That's a question you have. Would that be a good?
Yes.
Okay. If you go before Mary, Mary could live in the house until she decides to leave. If Mary passes away in the house, you could then transfer the property to whoever you want to go to. If you have kids, if you have nieces and nephews, you want to donate it to a charity. Okay? Upon the passing, if you pass away first, Jim, and then Mary goes, and you owe $120,000 on the house, and the house is worth $200,000, and you have kids, do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how many kids? One, two, three?
I have two girls.
Two girls. If your two girls want to keep the house, they can keep the house. All they have to do is pay off the existing reverse mortgage, refinance that, and they can own the house. Okay? Okay? It could stay in the family. The debt doesn't get transferred down to your kids. Here's the other thing. If you happen to owe $200,000 and the house goes down to 120, they could buy the house at 95% of the current value of the house.
Oh, that's interesting.
There you go.
That's interesting.
And here's the best part about this whole thing before we go to the break, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you off air. There is a 5% cost, I believe it's 5% cost of living adjustment on that loan. So your loan is increasing in value by $6,000 plus a year. So your $120,000 that you qualify for would then be, you'd qualify, be able to access $126,000 the second year, and it keeps going up as long as you're alive.
That is very, very interesting.
Yes. The only drawback is the cost, the investment it takes to get into the product is the only drawback. That's the only drawback.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I have one mistake I made when I told you. I do have a
girlfriend?
Line of credit.
Oh, you got a line of credit. Okay, thank God you don't have a girlfriend. How much you got on the line of credit?
I took out 20, and I it's for 20, but I owe 8.
Done. When you close, we pay off the 8. You pay off the closing costs, and then you'd have access to $8,000 less than what we talked about earlier.
Okay. Who can I talk to off the air about this or in your office or whatever?
I got a guy by the name of Jose Rodriguez who knows, he's got more about reverse mortgages than most people know. He will send you, I've got an FAQ, the package that he put together, and he will send it to you. I will contact you off air. We got to hit a break here. Okay, Jimmy?
Thank you very much.
And when's your wedding anniversary?
June the 4th.
Oh, mazel tov. All right. Well, send my love to Mary. Congratulations. And
thank you.
Hang tight, buddy. 312-981. How about that, Tommy? Hang on. Hold on, your microphone.
Fifth segment.
You, right? I mean, that covered everything. Okay, why do you take it out early? Because it'll grow exponentially. Here's a guy in his 80s, completely lived past his retirement savings. Right? That is what we are seeing. I saved, I don't have any more. Okay? I didn't think I was going to live this long. Remember Donna Sattler?
Yeah.
God bless her. Her father smoked. And smoked till the day he died. Never thought he'd live as long as he lived. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, because we talked about it on air, he outlived his assets. Okay? Because he never thought he was going to live that long. And he did. He lived longer than he thought. He didn't have enough assets. And that's what's happening right now. Everything's more expensive.
Yeah.
And our experienced homeowners are looking for ways to survive. And this is the best way for Jim and Mary and everybody like Jim and Mary to survive. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720-312-981-7200. This is why we come down every time, every weekend to do this show. What is real estate taxes on his home? I don't know what the real estate taxes are on his home. The thing with the reverse mortgage is you have to pay the taxes and you have to pay the insurance. Guess what? He's got a ton more money now to pay the real estate taxes. He's got a ton more money now to pay his homeowner's insurance from the 120 G's he's pulling out of his home.
If he doesn't get the reverse mortgage, he still has to pay his taxes.
Still got
to
pay his taxes no matter what.
Doesn't matter.
And if he doesn't have a senior freeze, he should get a senior freeze. 312-981-7. Benny's like, enough already. Got to go to break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landing.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you
on
know
John
I was on John Records Landing? I don't know if I told you.
Do you know
or
how
not.
Many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
wow,
Records
you guys are
Landecker.
Really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No, I didn't.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Tommy's going to jump out in the bottom of the hour here. So you wanted to leave us with the fact that you are not open on Sundays, but you're open Monday through Saturdays.
And you know what? We see so many people, they go to the Wayfairs of the world. They go to the Amazon.
Yeah,
the Amazons of the world. And you're buying stuff that you know, you don't know what it is. You don't know how it's made. You know, come to the store and touch it, feel it. I mean, and also drive home with it if you so do choose.
And there's a certain peace in going out and actually physically touching it and talking to people that know what they're talking about versus buying it on the internet and hoping what you get is semi-decent.
I have been in, there's a warehouse in Woodridge, Illinois here, and it's a sea of Wayfair returns because of damaged goods and what have you, you know? And people don't think about that. They go, okay, they order a vanity in and it comes in damaged. Now they got to call Wayfair. They got to get another one shipped to them. Then they got to get that one back to them. I mean,
seven of those boxes are from my house.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because it was all broken up and it didn't fit and it was chipped and damaged and
right.
It got destroyed in shipment. They're like, all right, you know, some of the time they're just like, don't worry about it, because they don't have the truck in the area to send it back.
Do you ever see these FedEx guys and UPS guys when they're in like full swing and really busy? I mean, they're like playing football with your products.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. You ever see the Samsonite Gorilla commercials? Yeah. You know, where they're right. Tossing it?
Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
I would tell you, I stopped in the store before coming down to the studio, and they were unpacking this big behemoth 60-inch vanity with a marble top, the whole shot, and we're tearing it open and going, wow, this could be cool, putting it on display. And there's the whole top was all cracked. Oh, yeah. And then there was damage in the cabinet itself.
What do you do?
Well, we go back and we'll get credit from the supplier. But that's our responsibility.
Right.
You know how many people come to our place and they open up the top of the cart and make sure that everything is okay, put it back. We tape it back up and send them on their way.
I see.
So what I'm saying is 9 times out of 10, we're going to know if there's a potential damage on it, because we'll help open it up. You know, we won't completely take it out of the package, because I don't know. It's one of those things that it's very easy to unwrap and very difficult to put it back. It's impossible. You got machines and everything that do this. So, you know, I just implore people. We have a 40,000 square foot showroom, so it's not something that we're just in a little storefront out there, but we have.
You guarantee it.
We guarantee it.
Right. So it's not like you're worrying
about
it.
And we're local. So, you know, it's not like you're going to deal with somebody, you know, on an 800 number from a foreign country and
customer
service.
It's coming. It's being shipped. Yeah, we see it on the truck. Yeah, it's coming. It's in the warehouse. Well, you'll get it.
And here's where the problem is now you've received your vanity. You've called, let's just say you've called your plumber and said, hey, I got my vanity.
Yeah.
You go take it apart. Guess what? Your plumber charges you for the time that he was just there.
Sure.
$120, $150. Now you got to have all the hassle of sending it back, when you could pay the same amount of money, if not less, from us.
Right.
Take it with you.
Will plumbers typically come to your shop if the consumer pays them to pick it up?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Yep.
So they come in, buy it, say, hey, Tommy or Sally.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a 60-inch vanity.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of hard putting it into the back of a Prius.
Right.
You know? or it's hard to put it in the back of a car when you got somebody like Steven who's sitting in the back seat, you know, letting David drive.
You should use local, like yourself, David,
yeah,
like
100%.
Me, like you. Because as I had a client, I want someone close enough that if something goes wrong, I could put my hands around your throat.
I could choke you with my two bare hands.
I choke the life out of you.
Around your throat.
Yeah, but you know what? That and 9 times out of 10, we'll have the backup product there just in case something happened. It happened. I'm not going to say it happens all the time, but you know the disgust that you see with people. It happens.
Phone number, location, and website.
Okay, so it is 708-343-3900. And if everybody is familiar with Oak Brook Shopping Mall, go 5 miles east. Don't listen to Dave when he says 5 miles west.
Because then you're going to
have to make
10
a 10-mile round trip back. Or better yet, take a look at what we've got. We spent an enormous amount of time. We have a brilliant marketing director that has built our website. Go to buildersupplyoutlet.com. You will see prices, and soon you'll be able to plug in, see quantities that we have.
Nice.
Because there's a lot of times we'll get stuff in when we do special buys, and we'll have one.
Yeah, better get on it quick.
Get on it. FOMO.
All right, we'll see you. When are you back? October 1st?
Gosh, I've got like 13 appearances over the next 6 weeks. What do you think?
Stay tuned for Tom's next appearance. Thanks for coming down, bud. We're going to take a quick break, throw it to Ron in the newsroom. 312-981-7200. Come back with Frank and Stephen A. Leahy. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You work with a lot of experienced homeowners, Frank.
Yes, I do.
And you were mentioning that you were sitting there just fascinated about how the how the reverse mortgage worked because you really didn't know the components and all that stuff, and you had some questions that you thought would be beneficial for the listeners to hear, so fire away.
Not so much questions, David, is, you know, a lot of the families that I run across, you know, by when we're talking about mom in aging and getting towards the end and stuff like that, and they're going to be moving mom into the nursing home. A lot of things that, especially if nursing care is being taken care of by Medicaid, they swallow your assets.
Yep.
You know, so if a reverse mortgage works for you, which, you know, I'm not a financial guy, so but if it works for you and you can get it out sooner and use it to
in-home health care?
Yeah, in-home health care or taking care or maybe even taking a trip before your health deteriorates.
Or make the home more readily accessible for you to
exactly,
enjoy it more.
To stay there. There's a lot of different things that it could be used for to your benefit before it becomes state money.
Sure. So the money comes out tax-free. Again, the only drawback with the reverse mortgage, and I'm honest about it, is the initial investment to get in it. It costs, the initial investment is 5 to 6 times greater than a normal refinance.
But at the same point, the people don't have to pay back the mortgage until they pass, which could be 20 years down the road.
They pass or move. Yeah. You still own the home, right? What Jimmy needed to understand was, and Tommy asked the same question during the break coming into that call, was, you still own the home. The owner of the home still owns the home. The bank doesn't own the home. The government doesn't own the home. I don't know where that whole thing came from, where it originated from, or how it got so blown out of proportion. If you own a home, you don't have a mortgage on your home. Steve's got a mortgage on his home, and he's a lot older than you. Just look at him. So Steve lives in a $500,000 home. He's got a $200,000 mortgage, right? So technically, ABC Bank is Steve's mortgage company. I just made that up. Okay, does Steve? It's true. So, so Steve and Teresa own in this example a $500,000 home. They mortgage $200,000 with the ABC fictitious bank, right? They own the home. Yes, ABC Bank technically, I guess, owns the home until you pay them off.
No, they don't. But you have a lien, right?
You have a lien.
Yeah, so they just have a right to a certain amount of
the
property value.
There are states where they hold the deed. The mortgage company holds the deed.
Right.
But not here in Illinois.
So Steve and Teresa's beautiful smoke show wife own the home. If Steve takes and Teresa take out a reverse mortgage and pay off ABC Mortgage Company in this example, and XYZ Reverse Mortgage Company goes on, replaces ABC Mortgage Company, Steve and Teresa still own the home. It's no different. Everybody thinks, oh, some entity is going to come in and own the home. The government doesn't want your home. They've got enough problems going on. Okay?
Yeah. Say that again.
Okay, XYZ Mortgage Company is using your home as an investment like ABC did. The only difference is that XYZ is going to be in it for the long haul, and they're going to accrue the interest. That's why they got into it. That's why they made the investment. Because somewhere down the line, Steve and Teresa are either going to pass away or move out of that home, and then they get paid off at that time. If in the event Steve's home is worth $400,000 or $300,000 and they owe $350,000, guess what? There's insurance on it. It's an FHA loan. FHA would then kick into the servicer. The servicer would file an insurance claim with FHA to make up the difference. It doesn't go to Steve's two kids, okay, who will have so much money they won't know what to do with. But that's a whole other story because they'll be a lot more successful than their father.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, that goes without saying. But that's how it works, right? Very smart kids. They thank God he married smart because they don't take after him. True. They take after the mother. But in that case, these are great products when used effectively in the right situation, when administered by the right loan officer who knows what they're doing. You could call a hot shop, a 800 number, and get a hot shop call center, right? Which you're going to go into. You're not going to be talking to Tom Selleck, all right? Very handsome guy, walking down some fictitious street in some back lot of some film studio, TV studio, reading off a teleprompter. Okay, I forgot more about reverse mortgage than Tom Selleck will ever know. Okay, he's getting paid handsomely. He's a very handsome man talking about a product. All he knows about is what he's reading off the teleprompter, right? He couldn't have gone over what I just went over with Jim and Mary. And what happened? It's a great product when used effectively in the right situation. And the earlier you take it out, the better, because it grows exponentially. And if you take it out when you're 62 and you don't have a mortgage, then guess what? By the time you're 80 where Jim is, it would be almost worth double. Okay, so you'd have access to twice as much just because of the cost of living growth component built
in. And you
in.
Don't have to take it out.
And you do not have to take it out if you don't want it. It's there. And when you do take it out, it's tax-free. It's your money. Tax-free. Repeat after me. Tax-free.
Can you say that one more time?
Tax-free. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Steve, we got a text message here. Got to catch my breath. I want you to answer this coming back after the break. 219, I have a tax question. You help individuals that listeners that live in Indiana. Yes. That's 219. What are the ramifications of using Venmo extensively for your rent and other payments? So we have online payment question coming into play, which is a great question. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line is open. It's the same number. I guess they are open, which is the same as it is or are. Are?
Are there more than one?
Well, yeah. Text. Yeah, smart guy. Yeah, text, photo, and call line. It's the same number. So they are open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 480, can you do a reverse mortgage if the property condo is in a trust? Yes, depending upon what type of trust it is.
So it depends.
It depends. Definite maybe.
There we go. You got it out.
Got it out. That's number three.
Feel nice better show. Now? We can end the show on that.
I do feel better.
I'm going to be hearing about it all the way home for an hour and a half. What are the ramifications of using Venmo or other online? I'll expand it. Or other online like Zelle and whatever else is out there, extensively for your rent and other payments. Are there any drawbacks?
Payments? No. Because the payments, the 1099, what they're talking about, the change of the cash apps, have to do with receipts, not payments. So if I'm paying somebody, then the person that's getting it is going to get the 1099K. But the person sending it is not going to.
Frank?
So I'm not familiar with, you know, any of that type of apps. I still use the old-fashioned bank system. But do they have good record keeping on there for, you know, we talked about having tax records and stuff like that?
Everything electronic, right? They got a record. They, you know,
it's really convenient.
You have PayPal. Okay. Yeah, everything's listed there. So, but again, if I'm paying someone, that's not what the IRS is looking for. They're looking for the people who are getting the money.
Right.
And so, for instance, in eBay just this last week announced that if you received more than $600 in your eBay account, they will freeze it until they get your Social Security number, because they are required by law to send you a 1099-K if there's more than $600 of activity. Not $600 in profits, not $600. So if I do two for $700 and I return one, now I've got $1,400. I'm going to get a 1099-K. I might not have to pay taxes on all of that, but I have to report it.
All right, 312-981-7200. We have a divorce question. Divorces have spiked due to COVID. Divorces have spiked due to the inflation. What's the number one stressor on a marriage other than your spouse being just a jerk?
Money,
and infidelity. And with the inflation that's happening, it's put a lot more stress on marriage. It's not saying that our caller here, Ruth, how are you, Ruth? You have a question about divorce.
Thank you. I hope I don't run out of energy on my phone, so I'm going to go as quickly as I can. I went through a divorce and owned a home with my marriage partner. And the house was valued at about $150,000. Because I was a stay-at-home mom and his income was much more applicable for the lifestyle, I decided not to take any alimony. But other things that I did have in the divorce decree, I'm not going to get to. But what happened is he forged my signature, and he took out loans on the house up to $90,000. And he got away with this. But what my question is How is a divorce decree that says the house should be the value, you know, of certain percentage for the years that we were married would be given to me, and then he would have gotten a higher percentage because he had stayed in the house longer. How is it that the court system did not monitor this and he got away with it?
Steve?
I don't understand the question, because you're saying that he got away with it. This was after your divorce that he forged your name?
Yeah, and he started taking out loans. He took out three loans and forging my signature each time. What? So when my youngest child turned 18, the house had been foreclosed on. There was no money to come back to me.
Okay, so
you just know a lot about mortgages and things, and I know this is a legal question.
Well, I'm an attorney. Maybe.
Well, Steve's here. I'm not touching this one. Go ahead,
okay,
Steve.
Okay, so I'm an attorney, but I could tell you this. If he forged your name and that wasn't your loan, was he on the title to the mortgage? I mean, to the home?
Yes, he was.
He was on the title. And you were on the title.
Of course, but that's correct.
And so then he forged your name. Well, that's a crime.
Yeah, that's crime.
And if they tried to foreclose on me, I could. Now, if he was on it, there was a mortgage and no one was paying it. You know, it gets a little bit hairy, but the defense would be, I don't owe you that money because I never signed for that loan. Now, again, I'm not giving legal advice. That's kind of the way it works.
Real quick, Ruth, because we only got like 2 minutes left before the end of the show, and I want to try to help you out as best I can. Did he take the loans out while you were married or no?
After we were divorced.
Okay. Who got the house? Did he get the house or did you have the house?
He got the house because I did not want to finish up on the mortgage payments. His income was... I was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't have an income.
And I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm up against the clock here. So you got divorced. He kept the house, correct?
Correct, until my youngest would be 18.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But he owned the house. Was there anything in the divorce decree that he couldn't refinance the house after the divorce?
No, there was nothing in it for him to refinance.
Okay. No. He owned the house after the divorce. Did you get any money out after the divorce? Type of settlement?
Before it? No. No settlement, no alimony, nothing.
Okay. So after you got divorced, he took over the house. In the divorce decree says the house was your ex-husband's, correct?
Correct. And I did not even find out until like several years later he had forged my signature.
Again, I'm not trying to cut you off here, but you were legally divorced. Were you on? So you should have been taken off the deed of the home when you got divorced, correct or no?
No, I did not get taken off the deed.
Okay, so then that's you got a major mess on your hands, and this is more of a Dave Schluter, because he's a real estate attorney, question, right? I would think,
well,
Steve?
It is, but it's more of a divorce. But again, this is fraud. And so if they're coming after you for the deficiency and there's a judgment against you, then you have a defense. The defense is a forgery. I never signed that. Right. I don't owe you any money,
right,
if that's what you're asking.
And you also have a notary claim as well, because some notary had to notarize
forge your name.
Had to forge your name. So you got a. So was there a divorce decree? A divorce attorney, I'm up against the clock trying to get all this. Is there a divorce attorney involved here, Ruth?
Yeah, and you know what? Tom, I can't think of his last name, but
he's
been gone for a long time. Nobody knows where he is.
Okay, so you need a real estate attorney. I'm gonna connect you with Dave Schluter, see what he has to say, because that's what he does, and we'll try to help you out any way we can, okay?
And thank you, and God bless your family.
God bless you as well. Thank you very much. Say goodbye, Stephen A. Leahy.
Goodbye, Stephen A. Leahy.
Your phone number?
312-664-6649. This woman could call me, too. I can answer some of those questions.
That's fine.
312-664-6649.
Frank? I'm sorry. Oh, fight back now.
I wanted to mention that I'm going to be on John Hansen's show tomorrow.
Going to be on John
at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock.
Tune in, listen.
Let's get legal.
He's going to be on John Hansen's show tomorrow. Frank, we love John Hansen.
Yes, we do.
Frank, say goodbye, buddy.
Yeah, goodbye.
No. If our listeners want to reach you, how
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com. And if you know a veteran, get him to liftingahero.com.
Liftingahero.com. Jack, Brendan, and Benny, thanks for the great job. 312, I can be reached during the week, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. The show is here to help our listeners understand the complexities of owning a home and everything that's got to do with it. I think we did a pretty good job today with that. So thanks for listening. Go Bears. Don't forget about everybody that lost their lives on 9/11. say a prayer tomorrow for all of our brothers and sisters that died on 9/11. 312, no, have a great weekend, everybody. Go Bears.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Builder Supply Outlet. Access and attorney Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Resolution. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.